Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. Over 1,200 have been sickened. 39 are dead in China due to the coronavirus. Two cases have been discovered in the U.S., and now there's word of three Michigan patient cases that have been submitted to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for testing.
The news involves two patients from Washtenaw County and one from Macomb County, all three individuals reportedly having traveled recently to China. Lynn Sutphin is with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
You know, these things are happening quite rapidly, but we have not had any confirmations. There are only two known cases in the U.S. at this time, and we are just urging individuals, you know, not to panic, not to, you know, concern themselves. Most of this is due to, you know, international travel to Wuhan, China. So if you have not traveled there, you know, the likelihood of you getting this particular disease, this coronavirus, you know, CDC is saying quite low.
Sutphin saying the hope is to have test results back from the CDC within a few days. John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
Those two potential cases of the virus in Washtenaw County are being closely monitored. Susan Ringler-Cerniglia is the spokesperson for the Washtenaw County Health Department.
This is a virus, so and unfortunately there's no vaccine. So treatment is primarily what we call supportive at this point. So what we're actively trying to do, and by isolating and tracking these patients, is to prevent additional infection. That's our best strategy.
Ringler-Cerniglia says if test results could come back positive for the coronavirus, they would then coordinate a treatment response with state officials and also assess the potential threat to the public. Meanwhile, one of those confirmed cases in the U.S. is a woman in her 60s in Chicago.
Once you hear someone's in Chicago, they have this, they may be in your neighborhood because we're not told who she is or where she lives, then it becomes more of a concern. And so that's why there are people, and we've been talking about this here on our station, there are people who are already calling their doctors saying, hey, that flu shot that I didn't get. Yeah, maybe it's time for me to get the flu shot, even though that has nothing to do with coronavirus.
That's WBBM Chicago News anchor Cisco Cotto. The coronavirus related to the SARS and MERS coronaviruses. Michael Imperioli is a professor of microbiology and immunology at Michigan Medicine. He explains how the virus got its name.
It's called the coronavirus because if you look at an electron micrograph of the virus, it looks like the shape of the virus looks like it has like a crown, like there's little, you know, protrusions from the outside of the virus.
And he says he's been impressed with how U.S. officials and the CDC have responded to this threat so far. In other news, a pair of Detroit families are asking for help in finding their missing teenage loved ones. Details from News Radio 950's Stephanie Davis.
The first, 15-year-old Siobhan Armstead, who family members say suffers from a mental health condition. She left home on Stout Street in the area of 7 Mile and Evergreen around 3:30 Friday without permission. Last seen wearing a blue hoodie, green shirt, a pink jacket, blue jeans, and brown boots. And then there's 13-year-old Golden Jones, who was dropped off by his school bus at the wrong bus stop also on Friday afternoon, and he hasn't been seen since. Jones is in good physical condition, last seen wearing a black skull cap, a gray winter coat, black uniform shirt, tan pants, and brown boots. Anyone with information about either teen should contact Detroit police. Stephanie Davis, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's going to be a few more days of working out of a remote site for some Dearborn firefighters who typically work out of the Oakwood Boulevard in Melvindale. Vice President of Local 412, Adam Farrell, says firefighters have been working out of the Melvindale Recreation Center in the meantime.
Right now, the city is working to get everything fixed. We're thinking the timeline is going to be sometime Monday, which will put firefighters back in the station. But of course, that's going to be dependent on there's a professional company in there, and what they're doing is monitoring the air and testing the facility to make sure it's safe for firefighters to enter it.
Farrell says an investigation into how long the mold has been at the Melvindale station is underway. Currently, no illnesses have been attributed to that mold. Detroit police investigating a non-fatal shooting involving bail bondsmen. Officials say it happened on Friday around noon.
It took place on Schoolcraft near the Southfield Freeway. That's where Detroit police say a 29-year-old man was sitting in his vehicle in a parking lot of a business when another car pulled up behind him. Then, two bail bondsmen got out, and one allegedly fired into the man's vehicle, striking him. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment. The two male suspects, a 41-year-old from Roseville and a 32-year-old from St. Clair Shores, were arrested and taken to the Detroit Detention Center. A weapon was recovered, and the incident is under investigation. Anyone with any information is urged to call the Detroit Police 8th Precinct or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-SPEAK-UP. Rob St. Mary, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune in to AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.